This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Viksit Bharat at 2047 is an ambition of every Indian, and states can play an active role to achieve this aim as they are directly connected with the people. Addressing the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today, the Prime Minister said Viksit states will make a Viksit Bharat. He said this decade is of changes, technological, geopolitical and also of opportunities. The Prime Minister said India should grab these opportunities and make the policies conducive for international investments. The Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog was held at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre today. Prime Minister Modi, who is also the chairman of Niti Aayog, chaired the meeting. Chief ministers and lieutenant governors of states and union territories, union ministers as ex officio members and special invitees, and the vice chairman Suman Beri and members of Niti Aayog attended the meeting. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. The program will be broadcast at 11 a.m. It will be the 112th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that only international cooperation can ensure that the global commons are secure and global goods are delivered. Participating in the 31st ASEAN Regional Forum in Vientiane, Laos, People's Democratic Republic, PDR, today, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that solutions can only emerge through cooperation, economic, political, technological and connectivity. The External Affairs Minister asserted that we should be robust in combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, dismantling terror sanctuaries and UN-proscribed terrorism financing networks and tackling cybercrime. Dr. Jaishankar also noted that India strongly supports ASEAN unity, centrality and the ASEAN outlook on Indo-Pacific. Earlier today, speaking at the 14th East Asia Summit Foreign Ministers meeting, the External Affairs Minister said India has consistently contributed towards East Asia Summit Plan of Action, and it was reflected in East Asia Summit Conference on Maritime Security and Cooperation held in Mumbai. He said Nalanda University is a realization of important commitment to East Asia Summit. He said India values the participation of ASEAN members in the voice of the Global South Summit. Dr. Jaishankar said East Asia Summit is crucial in bringing the member countries together at a time when differences are sharp and interests are diverse. A meeting of chief ministers of BJP-ruled states is underway at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Modi, Union Minister and BJP Chief J.P. Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and other senior BJP leaders are attending the meeting. This meeting is taking place after the Lok Sabha elections and days after the presentation of the Union Budget. More effective implementation of government schemes, feedback from the states and other issues are expected to be taken up during the high-level meeting. In the Kashmir Valley, a group of 2 to 3 terrorists taking advantage of bad weather and poor visibility crossed the line of control in Machhal sector of Kupwara district in North Kashmir and opened fire on a forward army post from close range. The alert troops responded decisively, resulting in the death of one Pakistani intruder and the recovery of weapons and ammunition. The identification and affiliation of this Pakistani national is being ascertained. During the intense firefight, 2 soldiers sustained severe injuries and were evacuated to the base hospital in Srinagar. In Paris Olympics, India's Manu Bhakar has secured a place in the final of the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Bhakar finished third with an impressive total score of 580 points and 27 inner in the qualifying event. However, Bhakar's compatriot Ridham Sangwan failed to make the cut after ending at 15th place. In another heartbreak for India, both Indian teams bowed out of medal contention in 10-meter mixed team air rifle competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.